kitchen tray. I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. This is my second one today because I never got to do the headlines with you this morning. And I figured we'd do it together tonight, see what other kind of news comes in. But we can get a few chuckles, you know, because it is a real joke, this world. Hello to you wherever you are. I love all of you. I know that you've given me a great response about this show, and you love the way I'm a little more reserved for this show. And it is refreshing just to sit back and relax, and I'm not trying to get you too excited, but I don't do that anyway, deliberately. Most of my things are done the way they're... It's just the way they're delivered. You either like my delivery or you don't. But many people seem to enjoy it. And the flies on the wall, they love it. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of flies on the wall listening to my show. They never donate. They never contact me. But they're laughing and chuckling all the while as well. You know it and I know it. Some of those flies, though, are very angry flies. And if they get too close to the flame, you know what might happen? You know why they're angry? Is because they're already too close to the flame. And, you know, their wings are singed. And so flying has become a little dangerous for them. So all they can do is sit on the wall and listen to me tell it like it is while they pretend that they don't know what's happening, and or while they concoct the new way to trap the Israelite man or woman, while they pretend to be Israelite men or women. Oh yes, Mossad listens too. But they get a chuckle out of it, too, because they know Israel's a joke over there. They know that. They might be part of Mossad, but they're laughing at Israel just as much as everyone else is. It's the state of vomit is really what it is. It's not a country. It's an occupied territory. And it's worthless, like the Jew is. The Jew is worthless to the world, and the Negro is worthless to the world, as I like to point out as much as possible. They both have done nothing for the world. I mean, absolutely nothing. Unless you think playing football is something. Now there's something important in the world. Yeah. Yeah, it's important. So important that they bite the hand that feeds them. Whitey is their biggest customer, and they hate Whitey and hate his nation. But they don't hate the Jews' money. See, the Jew is not white. They don't even know that. Anyway, let's whip into some headlines and see what kind of nonsense they're trying to purport and trying to put over on us today. I love this one right here. Right away, I see something I like. India's Navy set to open third airbase in strategic islands to counter China. Oh, I would look at India as a big military. Yeah, can you imagine like the India's Navy when the commander comes on to take a look at the ship and inspect it? There's logs of defecation everywhere you can see. I mean, I would think it would be hard to defecate over the side of the ship. You might fall in. And just the smell of the ship alone would be enough to make anybody that entered the ship to vomit. And so I get a kick out of these people, these countries that supposedly have navies and Air Force and all these things. I mean, it's a big joke. Israel's the top joke. I would think India's Navy and Air Force and everything else could beat Israel, because Israel may have technology that they've stolen from us and that we've given them, but they're not capable. And right now they're trying to start World War III. They're doing everything they can to get us into another war. They're bombing Syria, and nobody's doing anything about it, except Iran did something about it, and they're trying to aggravate Iran. So they figure, well, if we get too hot, if the pan gets too hot, our number one ally, the most evil country in the world, America, will help us. But I'm hoping that that won't be so. If you start it, I hope somebody finishes you. And not only is Iran getting upset about this, but Assad wants to bomb Tel Aviv. And he has every right to. The only things, you know, the world would be such a better place if America would just stay out of the way and let things proceed the way they should. See, Germany should have already had this all taken care of. But America had to step in the way. He had to cheat. So if we were, let's say, paralyzed, our country was paralyzed momentarily, we could just let Iran and Syria just take care of the business. And I would be so elated. I would be exulting. You know what I mean? I would jump. I would be jumping for joy to see these filthy, dirty, rotten, murderous, blood-drinking, Christ-killing kikes get what they deserve. Imagine that Yahweh's own people are the ones that are keeping them from getting what they deserve. It's amazing. And America, it's not the American people that are the most evil. It's the American democracy and its control money system. And it's paying the mercenaries to go do all this dirty work. It's not the American people itself that's evil. Of course, I saw a witch in a store today. It was a big, fat, big, she must have weighed 450 pounds, and she's got a witch's hat on, and she's got like this dress on with upside down pentagrams. I took a picture of it because I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It wasn't Halloween. This is a laid back program, by the way, David. Yes. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I couldn't believe what I saw. And I just cannot believe it. Somebody made a comment to me. Oh, the government is shut down. I said, I hope the government is shut down forever. It is of no use to the American people whatsoever. This government, I'm talking about the federal, not the state government. And the state governments need to be straightened out too. But the federal government is a liability to this nation. It is not an asset to the nation whatsoever. It's not only a liability to this nation, but it's a liability to the world. It's not an asset to anybody but Israel. I hope the government stays shut down forever. I hope that this democracy is, we're seeing the last days of this democracy. You see, when the government shuts down, the Negroes won't be able to collect their welfare checks, and the Chinese and all these people that are here. And then the people that are paying their rent, they'll start getting upset and want to kick them out. And then there's going to be some rioting and all kinds of things. But don't worry, we've got caskets ready for them. They might have been intended for the white people, but they could be used for any people. Hopefully the politicians. Hopefully, sooner or later, there really is going to be somebody that's good in this world. And they're actually going to say that we've had enough of this nonsense. We have all the intelligence. We know where these Jews live. Let's go get them, round them all up, and get them out of the country. But not into our brother's lands, ladies and gentlemen. Not into our brother's lands. See, it needs to change. You see, the ducks and the hens, the story of the ducks and the hens. The problem is we keep casting them into our brother's nations. No longer that. We either try them and tar and feather them and then take them over and drop them into Israel by... You know, not even, I don't even care if we bring them there and land there, but I'd rather just put them into, let's say, some parachutes and just dump them there. We'll just help them make the Aliyah, and it'll be a low-cost Aliyah. We just use some of our huge transport jets. And, you know, some B-15s or whatever they are. And just load them up and shoot them out. I don't mean shoot them. I mean just throw them out with their parachute and tell them how to pull it. And we'll see you later. Goodbye. And it really would be goodbye. So back to the India's Navy. You know what the purpose of their navy would be a good purpose? You see, they've tried to buy toilets for the Indian people. Now, these aren't the Indians in America. These are the dotheads, the ones that smell bad, the ones that you want nothing to do with. All race mixed up and everything else, too. So, they bought them toilets because they're crapping everywhere all over the place. I've already talked about this on my news and everything else. And instead of using the toilets to defecate and urinate in, they just continue to defecate and urinate everywhere they feel like. Anywhere they are at the moment, they just defecate and urinate right there. But I just want you to know you're equal with them. Right? Wrong. And so, you know what they did with the toilets? Some of you already know the answer, right? They used them for storage. So, my advice to India would be that they would have some kind of one of their navy ships close to the... close to the shore where the Indians can all go and defecate on it. But I don't think they would. I still think that no matter what, because when they come to this country, they just defecate everywhere too. In hospitals, libraries, everywhere. I don't know. There needs to be a solution. Now, obviously, buying them a toilet wasn't the solution. See, obviously this time Abraham wasn't able to be a blessing to the beast of the field. They can't understand that defecation and urination are very vile discharges from the body, and they're prone to disease, heavy diseases, and causing many diseases. So maybe that's why it is that way. They'll finally kill themselves with diseases. And there's another feller, by the way, down in Australia who wants to put in a thing. Let me see what it said there. This was another headline that was a good one. Let's see if I can find it here again. Oh, yeah, here it is. I want you to get a load of this headline right here. You listening to this now? Have you got your cup of coffee? Let me take a sip of mine before we... Make sure you've swallowed your coffee before I read the headline. Now, just remember, you're equal to all these people now. This is another one of these race-mixed freaks, hybrids, sand negroes, or sand negroids. Here's the headline. You ready? Necrophilia is harmless. Australian Greens candidate called for sex with corpses to be legalized. Now, we can see that that's... You're equal with this on intelligence. Never mind morals, right? You're equal with them morally, right? I mean, you'd have sex with a dead corpse, wouldn't you? I mean, it wouldn't cause any harm, would it? Can you see that these people are mentally ill? Listen, the Green Party... I told you the devil's favorite color is green. That's why it was Emerald City and so on and so forth. It's not red like you think it is. It seems that red is his children's favorite color. But as far as it goes with him, it's green. So the Green Party that shows the fist in the air is nothing different than the Communist Party or any of these Antifa or any of that. It's all the same. The Green Party is a demonic party. Let me read it again. Necrophilia is harmless. Australian Greens candidate called for sex with corpses to be legalized. He called for it. You know what I say about people that call for things in our nations? You know what I say, right? I wonder if it's legal in the nation that this filthy, dirty Muslim pig came from. Tom Rao wrote a piece in 2013 where he argued necrophilia in and of itself is harmless and should be allowed. Now he says the article's a joke. I'm sure he is. I'm sure it was. In the piece, he said necrophilia was one of the most taboo sexualities in almost every society, believing it should be illegalized. Now, you know the blacks do this, right? You are aware of that, right? That has been in my news in America. Blacks have sex with corpses or animals or gorillas. You remember my news? Remember the one that was giving... what's the word I want? Fellatio to the gorilla? And the white woman at the zoo made an excuse, and she said, well, it's just because he's having trouble with his wife. He's having trouble with his wife, so... I mean, often white men, when they have trouble with their wives, they usually go to the local zoo and perform fellatio on gorillas. I mean, it happens every day. And, anyway, how do you like that piece of news? Isn't that beautiful? Let's see what else. Oh, listen to this. Hong Kong moves to make disrespecting Chinese national anthem a crime. We couldn't do that here in America, though, could we? We couldn't do that. You see, right now, China and their lawmaking and everything else is making more sense than America, much more. Just like Russia and their things that they're doing in their country are making more sense. Only America has just completely lost her mind. Just lost all common sense, has no idea. The founders of this nation had so much common sense that it would blow you away. But it seems to have just dried up over the 200 and something years. It just dried up. Instead of getting more intelligent, we've become ignoramuses and zombies and people who want to please gorillas when we have problems with our wives. Whew, what a world. Let's see, what else? Let me see. Ba 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 ba. That's not worth anything. Oh, there was a couple intoxicated during fatal Yosemite fall. Yeah, a young couple from India who wrote, listen to this. A young couple from India. And of course it's out of San Francisco, which is Homoland. A young couple from India who wrote a travel blog were intoxicated when they died in a fall from a scenic overlook in Yosemite National Park in California. They ought to charge them a burial fee. What do you think? According to an autopsy report released January 22nd, Manashki Morthy, 30, and her husband, Vishnu Viswanath, 29, each had intoxicating levels of ethyl alcohol, a substance found in most alcoholic drinks, the Mariposa County coroner said. Well, at least that's two less Indians in the world. And one less Vishnu. Let's see. What else have we got? Sex traffickers hold 20,000 Nigerian women in Girls in Mali, agency says. Well, I don't know who the heck would have sex with a Nigerian woman. I certainly wouldn't. Would you? What else can I find here? Okay, let's whip on to something else then. Five shot and killed inside Florida bank. Suspect arrested. Florida, the land of Jews and false flags. Maybe that's what they should have on their license plate. The land of Florida. The land of Jews and false flags. Or fake news, one or the other. The land of Jews and fake news. How's that? That sounds real good, don't it? Now, let's check another headline. Listen to this admission. Netanyahu derides Israel's top two TV news stations as propaganda channels. Propaganda channels. Even now, Mr. Netanyahu, now that he's guilty of some things, of course, he's guilty of a lot of things, but he's now doing a President Trump here. You see, they can't think of anything original on their own. Mr. Netanyahu, he looks like a vampire. Little boy, I would love to suck your blood. Oh, I love the little blonde boys so I can suck their blood. Yes. And I know my good friend the Pope. He loves to eat the flesh. That was me saying, shh. You wouldn't want anybody to know that, would you? German far-right lawmakers walk out of speech by Holocaust survivor. I must clap. I must. Let's look into this one a little bit while we're here. Just, I like this already. This is beautiful. Because this nonsense with this Holocaust stuff, this is exactly what everyone needs to do. They need to just walk out and say, that's it. I'm not going to listen to this. I'm not going to entertain this. I'm not going to give any credibility to it ever again. AfD members protest in Bavaria comes as Charlotte Knobloch, a former head of Germany's Central Council of Jews. So that's a Jew name now. K-N-O-B-L-O-C-H, a former head of Germany's Central Council of Jews, accuses the party of downplaying Nazi crimes. Nazi. Yes, Nazi. Remember what I said to you? I'll say it again, okay? You know that what an acronym is. The CIA means the Central Intelligence Agency. FBI means foreign by Israel. You know what I'm saying? Well, Nazi doesn't make any sense, you must understand. Because the name of their thing was called the National Socialist, NS, German, G, Workers, W, Party, P, NSGWP. Do you see Nazi anywhere there? Or are the Germans just stupid and don't know how to make an acronym properly? Well, the Germans never called themselves Nazis. This was a creation. And it was a creation of the Ashkenazi Jews. Yes, that's a name. Believe it or not, some of the tribe people of Israel, that was one of the names, Ashkenazi. But they took that word and they call themselves the Ashkenazi Jews. The ones that came into Europe, you know, the Khazarians. And so, when you read it, Nazi, it's not N-A-S-I, it's N-A-Z-I, Ashkenazi Jew. As a matter of fact, the fat general, General Burkhalter. Clink, if you don't shut up, I will send you to the Russian front. You remember him? Well, his name is Leo Ashkenazi. How ironic, or how moronic. So Nazi is not an acronym, it's not a proper acronym. Nobody knows where it came from except from the Jewish media. It's another one of their creations. So, it says, the state lawmakers stood up and walked out after Holocaust survivor Charlotte Knobloch, the former head of Germany's Central Council of Jews, called the party out by name, saying, this so-called alternative for Germany bases its politics on hate and marginalization. But we know that the Jews are basing their politics on hate and marginalization. Don't we? Don't we? Don't get me upset during this show. This is a laid-back show. Speaking ahead of Sunday's observance of International Holocaust... Oh, I can't wait. When is this? Speaking ahead of Sunday... What's Sunday? Let's find out. Oh, Sunday is the 27th of January. 2 and 7 is 9, the devil's favorite number. And it happens to be International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Oh, is that anything like Martin Lucifer Coon Day? Speaking ahead of Sunday's observance in International Holocaust Remembrance Day, Knobloch, she ought to have her block knocked off, said Alternative for Germany has downplayed the crimes of the Nazis and has close connection to the extreme right. That's a crime to be have any connections to the right at all. Anything right of what they believe, anybody that's one increment away from what they believe is to the right of them. Lawmakers from other parties rose to their feet and gave her a standing ovation. They love their Jews. They just want to destroy the people of Germany and destroy the country and the world. And they want to keep the EU alive, and they want these migrants to come in and murder and kill and rape and maim. And they just love evil. And they're going to have a beautiful judgment when Yahweh has a little talk with them. Listen to this now. The AfD, known by its initials first, entered the Bavarian parliament last year and is currently in opposition with 22 of 205 seats. So they have 22 of the 205 seats, roughly 10%. Katrin Ebner-Steiner, can you guess what she is? Stoner would be her name, so she's high on dope all the time. Katrin Ebner-Steiner, who heads the party's state parliamentary delegation in Bavaria, said in a statement to the Associated Press that the walkout was an appropriate response. Well, my goodness. The scandal is that the president of the Greater Munich Jewish Community, as a guest of the state parliament, abused a memorial service for the victims of the Nazis in order to defame the complete AfD and its democratically elected representatives with the worst blanket insinuations, Ebner-Steiner said. Well, Miss Steiner. Ebner. Well, anyway, how do you like it? That's a nice headline. We need to see that more often. Jonas Mekas, godfather of avant-garde, dies at 96. Now listen, this is just the next headline. Listen to what I'm going to read you. Lithuanian-born film director, critic, patron, and poet survived a Nazi labor camp and, though not Jewish, considered moving to Israel after World War II. They seem to get the Holocaust in every single headline, practically, somehow, or in every story, somehow. Listen to this headline. Court: DNA of Jewish teen suspect found on stone that killed Palestinian women. Woman. Excuse me, it's not funny. It's just I said Palestinian. Court: DNA of Jewish teen suspect found on stone that killed Palestinian woman. I guess they don't believe what Jesus says. He who has not sinned, let him cast the first stone. Or Stein. Yeah. Listen to this. Thousands attend funeral for Israeli woman murdered in Australia. And the tears were falling. Somehow that must have something to do with the Holocaust. Somehow. Maybe she saw blue smoke coming out of Germany on a black and white film or something like that. Who knows? Yeah, but It's so sad that she's dead now. I mean, I can't tell you how moved I am that there's one less Jew in the world. I mean, it's breaking my damn heart. Sorry, I used that word, damn. It's just killing me that there's one less Jew in the world. Oh, man. I think I should have attended that funeral myself. I would have grabbed my crotch and spit three times like they do at the Christian churches. Sorry for the lewd thoughts, but what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Father of Israeli slain in Australia urges peace and forgiveness as body heads home. Let me ask you a question. As this body heads home from Australia, when it gets home, like the one that came, remember the one I talked about on my news, that when the body came home from Mexico, the woman was vacationing and her eyes were missing and all her vital organs were missing? Do you think any of the organs will be missing out of this Israeli who was slain? Or do you think she'll come home with all the organs in them? Indiana mayor running for president was in Israel during 2018 rocket attack. Indiana mayor running for president. He was in Israel. What do you think was going on there? Oh, Czech lawmakers approved tax on church synagogue compensation. Oh, this is interesting. How Tel Aviv became an unlikely sandbox for foreign tech firms seeking to expand. Well, we all have been calling it a cat box for a long time. In that sandbox there is where Tel Aviv is the gay capital of the world. Those are God's chosen people, aren't they? How could it be the gay capital of the world if they're God's chosen people? I love to ask you these questions. Okay, well, there's some headlines. We'll see what else we can come up with now. Oh, this is just gold. Let me see. Oh, Iranian air chief, we're ready for the decisive war that will destroy Israel. And believe me, I believe they could do it too. If only America would just... Whoops, I hit the wire. If only America would just stay out of the way and let what would be, would be. Que seru, seru. Whatever will be, says Archie Bunker. And of course you were going to say, no, it's que sera. I'm sure that has gay connotations, too. I'd have to look it up. Let's see. That's about it for this one. Israel... Jerusalem accuses EU of giving 5 million euros to the NGOs that backed Israel boycotts. They can put sanctions through America on Iran and Russia and everybody else, and there's no problems with that whatsoever, but God forbid that somebody boycotts Israel. I'll tell you, I will never knowingly buy an Israeli product. I would do nothing to feed these beasts. And if America just cut off their funding, then that would be the end for them. Jewish agency head to Euro Parliament. Jews no longer safe on streets of Europe. You see, I love to read you these things so that you can say to yourself, wait a minute now. Let me get this straight now. What about the white people on the streets of Europe? They don't care about them. They only care that the Jews no longer safe on the streets of Europe. But they're complaining to the European Parliament, and they're the ones that brought these people into the countries. These were safe nations. You see the hypocrisy in when Yeshua told them they were hypocrites. You better believe that they were hypocrites then, and you better know downright well that they're hypocrites now. And then they've got a headline, Danes downplay seriousness of physical assault on Jews. Maybe if they had it their way, they'd have government-paid security for every Jew in the nation. I bet that that's on the plate. I'll bet that's on the plate. You better start fearing Jew. You won't be in our countries forever. I promise you that. And it's getting close anyway. You're going to be finding out what a Holocaust is. You're going to experience it. You're going to see, geez, I never had any idea. I never knew what a Holocaust was really like. It was real in my mind, but I didn't really know what it felt like. It's not too comfortable. Yeah. Remember when you did that to the German people after the war? Remember when you did that in Beirut? Remember when you did that in Iraq? Using the American military? You're going to find out what it's all about. You're going to experience it firsthand. And you're going to love it, whether you love it or not. See? Let's see. Okay, what else have we got here? Oh, this is beautiful. You'll like this. In a first, a transgender person is campus president of a Jewish sorority. So we've got a hook-nosed Jew here that you can't tell whether it's a man or a woman. I'm not sure what it is. It looks like a woman who wants to be a boy, or it's a boy who wants to look like a boy who's a woman. I'm just not really sure. But I know it's a first for God's chosen people. And they're celebrating this. You understand? This is an article from the Times of Israel, and it's written by Joseph Jolston. Excuse me, no Steens there. In a first, a transgender person is campus president of a Jewish sorority. And they're proud of this. God's chosen people, right? Wrong. But pretend they are, right? Makes pure sense, doesn't it? That they would back transgenders against the Father's will? Sure it does. Makes all the sense in the world. Yeah. Oh, I tell you. Democrats lurch left on top policies as 2020 primary begins. Healthcare is a human right. Oh, here it is. Here, ladies and gentlemen, we've got another one. Nazi architect Speer's daughter sold his paintings to fund Jewish women's causes. I knew what my father had been and what he had done. Isn't that wonderful? You just sold yourself down the river, stupid. You filthy, dirty acquiescer.
I knew what my father had been and what he had done. Nazi. We got the Holocaust again. Let me just read the headline again for you. Nazi architect Speer's daughter, you know, Speer, Albert Speer, sold his paintings to fund Jewish women's causes. Her father was Hitler's builder and armaments minister. Hilda Schramm used the proceeds of his collection of paintings to start a foundation. Isn't that just wonderful? Did I scare you? Sorry about that. This is a laid-back show, and every once in a while I just get overjoyed when somebody just, you know, some of these social justice warriors just do all these wonderful things. In Hungary, internal Jewish fighting taints effort to bury Holocaust victims. Another. Oh, and then here, another one. Remains of Holocaust victims found at UK Museum finally brought to burial. The Holocaust. The Holocaust. The Holocaust. Yeah. Well, we are running through this time very quick. Chad has an appalling democracy and rights record. Why is Netanyahu courting it? Why is Netanyahu courting the Negroid country of Chad? Like as if they even know what a democracy, what democracy even means, never mind anything else. Look like a bunch of clowns dressed up in stupid uniforms that were paid for by Jews. Anything else here? Well, let's go to the next site. Joy Behar. I don't know who this is. People smeared the Covington students because we're desperate to get Trump out of office. That's their excuse. That's the excuse. On The View, Whoopi Goldberg, one of the ugliest creatures on the planet, asked why so many in the media and celebrities jumped into conclusions about the viral video with the Covington Catholic students. I'll tell you why. Because the so desperate to get Trump out of office. That's why. And because they're just desperate in general. You see, they are slaves to the devil and his children. And always have been and always will be. Syria to strike Tel Aviv airport, quote unquote, unless UN does something about the Israeli aggression. You see, they're having to take hit after hit. This is what Hitler was having to put up with Poland. And they were striking Germany and hurting the people that lived in Danzig and other areas that were in the Polish side of things. And Hitler was turning the other cheek for quite some time, but they just kept doing it. And Israel right now is trying to start a war that they could never finish on this on their own. See, America didn't want to get into the war. America wants to pull out of Syria, etc., etc. And now they're, and America's not going to say, stop it now. See, they don't go to the U.S. to see if the U.S. will do something about Israeli aggression. If America wanted to stop it, say either you cut it out right now or we cut off your funding forever. Or let them do this aggression and do not back them up. Let them take the what they, you know, if they can dish it out, they can take it. Despite more states legalizing medical cannabis, consumers still can't own a gun. That's another psyop and another bunch of crap. If you can drink liquor and you can own a gun, why can't you smoke weed and own a gun? Does it make any sense to you? Uh-oh. No need to install. Microsoft has controversial fake news filter NewsGuard built into mobile browser. That's not good news. UK-funded PSYOP outfit Integrity Initiative locks Twitter account after wiping content from website. Biologists turning eavesdropping viruses into bacterial assassins. Well, why don't you send some of those bacterial assassins to every Jew home in the world and just let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Oh, let it be. Send those bacterial assassins. Let it be. Yeah. Ah, multiple. Here's this another headline from the same thing that happened down in Florida, the land of Jews and fake news. Multiple people shot in hostage situation at SunTrust Bank in Sebring, Florida. SunTrust. Do you trust the sun god? See, have you ever noticed that banks, SunTrust, see, the sun god that is known as Lucifer, of course, because there were two suns at the end, you know, there was one sun and then this second sun that came out at the end of these movies there. 2001 A Space Odyssey in 2010. All right. So the banks, they have usually a logo that has a light to do with it. Well, some banks just have the upside down star, like in Tennessee. It's amazing. I pointed that out to my friend Patrick, and he was amazed because I'm sure he's looked at it 1,000 times and just never realized what he was seeing. Okay, what else? Let's see. I don't know. Listen to this. Shutdown woes deepen as 800,000 federal workers to miss second paycheck. IRS employees bail. Oh, let me. You see, I say never. Just shut down this government and leave it shut down. Sayonara, as they say in Japan. With negotiations behind the partial government shutdown showing no signs of breakthrough, an estimated 800,000 government employees are set to miss a second paycheck on Friday. Roughly 420,000 of the federal employees are working without pay, while around 380,000 have been furloughed, amid the longest shutdown in U.S. history, according to CNBC. Another fake news outlet. Hundreds of IRS employees, meanwhile, will probably skip work as part of a coordinated protest which takes advantage of a provision which allows them to stay home if they suffer a hardship, according to Washington Post. Well, I hope they do suffer a hardship, because they're causing a lot of people to suffer hardships. And that institution needs to be prayed out of existence. It's preying on the American people. It's preying on people and destroying them. And may they be destroyed by their own devices in the mighty name of Yahweh. Ah, well, you got some of these women out here, these angry women that aren't work. They want to work. IRS employee Christine Hellquist joins a protest rally in Ogden, Utah on January 10th. We want to work. I'm sure you do. I'm sure you want to damage people as much as you can, Miss Hellquist. Man, I tell you, this is a lot of fun. You know what I mean? Prospects for reopening the government were grim on Tuesday after President Trump's latest proposal to end the impasse, which outraged immigration hardliners, was immediately rejected by Democrats. His plan, which includes funding most of the public agencies, promises to DACA recipients, and of course funding for his wall, is headed for a vote this week in the Senate, where it is anticipated to fail. See, anything to help the American people is destined and anticipated to fail. But if it was a vote on Israel, if it was a vote on giving Israel money or persecuting the American people for saying anything against Jews or anything, they could do it. They could do it right away. They can do anything for Israel right away. And I mean with very little opposition. But they can't do anything for America. They haven't done anything good for America. I don't know when the last time that anything good has been done for America, the American people. I know that there's been hundreds and hundreds of times in the last 10 years that have been good for Israel, though, including almost 20 years ago in 2001. It was very good for Israel, wasn't it? Well, those are the headlines, ladies and gentlemen. It's amazing. You like them? The IRS wants to work. Booze good, weed bad. CBS, when you see their channel, when you see CBS, you see BS. You understand? CBS refuses to air medical marijuana Super Bowl commercial. You know why they hate weed so much? Is because weed helps you to think deeply. It actually causes you to think. Did you know that? The last thing they want, a lot of people came to Jesus on weed back in the hippie generation. Now, they came to the Jewish Jesus, I know. They weren't thinking deep enough. Or actually, they weren't thinking high enough. But anyway, it is something that makes people think. And they don't like that. Listen, what's the difference? Seriously. If you were an alcoholic or you smoked some weed, what's the difference if you own a gun? Don't tell me you think if you smoked weed, you're jumping out of windows. That's not weed. Anyway, you've been believing a lot of stupid things for an awful long time. I can't worry about it. All I can do is make you think without smoking weed. Love you all, and I'll see you next time. Well, I won't see you, but you'll hear me.
Engaged in flair, I bought the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I
I've reached the age just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jaw. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't.